Authorities in California are trying to negotiate a way out of a disastrous budget deficit. States across this country have budget problems, but almost one half of the shortfall is in California alone, $35 billion, one-third of the shortfall. On Friday, Governor Gray Davis announced his proposal for $8 billion in new taxes. Ellen Cherchak reports.
The governor is required by law to balance the state's budget, and on Friday he did just that with a combination of tax increases and massive program cuts.
These are hard choices. I did not like making them, but the buck stops with me, and I had to make them. I did, and it will restore the state to financial health.
The governor's tax proposals will affect every citizen in the state.
How are you doing? And 677 ATM or credit, sir?
Under the governor's plan, almost everything at this Sacramento Rite Aid will cost more. The tax on a pack of cigarettes will more than double to almost $2 a pack, the highest in the nation. The sales tax will increase by 1%, raising $5 billion a year for the state. And if Davis has his way, the state's wealthiest Californians will pay at least $1,300 more each year in state income taxes. The governor is also calling for $20 billion in program cuts. That includes layoffs of at least 1,500 state workers, cutbacks in state health services, and $5 billion less in education spending, the biggest hit schools have taken in California history. Davis's radical plan does close the state's budget gap, but it immediately opened up bitter debate in the Capitol hallways. Democratic State Assemblyman Gil Cedillo, a member of the governor's own party, has already said he'll fight to keep health services for low-income Californians intact.
They're just not smart cuts, and so, you know, we have a need to balance our budget, but we should be thoughtful about it. Saving a dollar a day that will cost you 10 tomorrow isn't a smart cut.
Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are livid over the tax increase proposals and have vowed as a group not to pass a budget that includes any new taxes. Jim Brulte is the state Senate Republican leader.
If you look over the last 3 years, a majority of Republicans have opposed the budgets that have spent us to near bankruptcy. And the one or two Republicans who thought, for example, last year raising taxes was a good idea, they're gone. So Republicans are very united.
Under California law, the legislature now has until June 15th to make changes to the governor's budget proposal. Last year, lawmakers missed that deadline by more than 2 months, a new record at the Capitol. This year, the budget debate is expected to be so divisive, one veteran lawmaker has gone so far as to suggest there won't be a final budget at all. For NPR News, I'm Ellen Cherchak in Sacramento.